Hey, this is Alex. You're listening to Finding Japan, episode 45. All right. Hey, everybody. What's going on? I'm here with Alex. It's a Friday night, and we're bringing you, what is this, the second round of various Nomimono reviews, adult beverage reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do a review tonight of some more Chew High. And actually, did we even do Chew High last time? Or was it...
No, last time you did Nika.
The Nika watered down whiskey, which is terrible.
Yeah, and some Kalpis drink.
Kalpis.
Okay, it's some light.
Super
fizz,
light.
Fuzz.
Light fizz. Yeah, okay. So we're...
This is your first time we're doing Chew High.
Yeah, so I misspoke. This is the first time we're doing Chew High. For some reason, I thought maybe we had done Chew High before, but... yeah, there's quite a few different types of Chew High, and tonight we both selected... ones that we hadn't really seen before, so, I don't know, I guess we can just talk about these, but maybe the listeners would like to know, too, like, for a regular Chew High, there's actually, what, like, three varieties? Normal ones in the regular blue and silver can, and that's, the normal one's not the grapefruit flavor, right? That's a different one. The normal one's, like, the lime flavor, the lemon-lime flavor.
I think grapefruit's... It's not on a limited basis. Grapefruit is always there.
Right.
You always see lemon, lime. Actually, I don't know if you see lime that often. But you definitely see lemon and grapefruit.
Lemon and grapefruit. And those are both in... sometimes they're hard to tell apart. In fact, I didn't even know there were two different kinds until you had pointed it out a couple weeks ago. But then there's the one that's in the green can. That is... I see it everywhere now.
I don't know what that is.
And the green can is also lime.
Is it?
But the thing is it has half the sugar.
Oh, okay.
So it's a much more dry taste, but...
I haven't tried it yet, so I don't know.
For those who don't really know what Chew High is, I mean, obviously it's an adult beverage. It has alcohol in it, which is why we're doing this. I guess the closest thing I could compare it to would be somewhere between a vodka and Sprite and a gin and tonic, but a little more sugary. The regular Chew High. What do you think? What's your thoughts on how to describe
this
Chew
one,
High in general?
This one has vodka in it. Oh, according to the ingredients.
Hmm.
Unless I'm reading it wrong. Right? Wodka.
That is wodka.
Wodka.
Wodka. This has apple sugar. I don't know what the first kanji is here.
See, yours just says it's got spirits in it.
Yeah, so it's probably shochu.
Yeah. Spirits is a little...
Yeah, this has vodka in it. This one's a little different. And but actually, this means, like, sugar, right?
No, that's juice.
Juice, yeah. Okay. Then the green one that I usually get... Mm. Has half the juice, not half the sugar. So that would explain why it's a little more dry. But rather than do the regular Chew High tonight, we are actually doing a new Chew High that just came out.
This one's only for winter, apparently.
Yeah.
It's limited.
I hadn't seen that until last week.
Yeah.
So that's brand new. Actually, why don't we... I'm going to take a picture of these right now, actually, so we can... Put those up, and we can show you guys exactly what it is that we're looking at here today. But yeah, so one of them is the regular Keating Chew High brand, and it's that's a terrible picture. I'm gonna do it like this. And the other one is a Suntory brand, so... I haven't really had the Suntory equivalent of Chew High, so this should be
neither of us.
Quite interesting. Okay, so why don't you describe which one you have there.
All right. What we've got here is the Kirin Chuhai Apple Nouveau.
Apple Nouveau.
Nouveau. Okay, I can't speak French for Jack. But, yeah. And it's a winter edition, right? Let's see.
It's got a red can. Red and silver can.
Right. The can's quite...
It looks it's quite very, nice. Very, like, fall.
Yeah. Color. And, 5% alcohol, 3.5% juice. Straight apple juice would be interesting to see.
And you're drinking the, was it a half a liter?
This is, yeah, I think so. It's 500 milliliters, yeah.
Okay. Anything else interesting? I mean, it's got vodka in it instead of spirits.
Right.
So it may have a slightly different taste, and it has apple juice in it, so...
I've never had an apple-flavored alcoholic drink, have you?
No, I've never had.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's not true. Maybe I've had, like, a wine cooler that had apple in it, but maybe. Don't really drink those all that often. So, okay, the...
All right, that's our overview of our first contender here.
That's the Chuhai contender for tonight. And we must say that that's not a regular Chuhai, so we're kind of... We're not comparing apples to apples, if you'll excuse the pun.
Mm.
But it's certainly something worth trying, so we'll see how that goes. Over here, I'm drinking, or I will be drinking, neither of these are open yet... The Suntory negative 196 degrees Celsius Ume.
Is that their brand name, though? The minus 196? Because I see it on other cans, right?
I'm not sure, because it has a little blurb here about, apparently, I'm guessing the process. The can itself has limes, or what looks like limes, but the shape is more of, it doesn't look like a lime texture, it looks more like a plum. But they're green.
Whoa. Yeah, it says ume on it.
Right? Are there green plums?
Yeah.
Oh, there are. Okay.
It's like, I think, I don't know if that's like because they're not fully ripe yet.
Oh, but that when you see, true.
See the ume shu, there's that one brown of the bottle, and you actually see the plums in them. They tend to be green. I don't know.
Okay. And at the bottom here it says, new refreshing taste by freeze, crush, and infusion. So my guess is that this is done through some sort of process where they freeze it before squeezing the juice out. And I think this might be close or quite similar to the process that they use for ice wine, where they harvest the grapes and they squeeze them while they're frozen, and so more of the sugar comes out. I'm not sure, though, but there is a little blurb here underneath the 196 label, right here, this little badge that I think talks about it. And I think all they're saying is that when they squeeze out the juices or whatever, they just do it in a frozen or in a cooler environment.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
This one is, the lime one that you drink is 55 kilocalories.
Per 100 liter. 100 milliliters.
I wonder how much this one is.
And this is also 5% alcohol, which, if I'm not mistaken, this is pretty close to beer.
Yeah.
For the most part. Beers around here are usually anywhere between 4 and 5.5 or 6.
This one doesn't have the calorie count on it, which is really strange.
Does it have a QR code at least?
No.
Wow.
I'm surprised.
That is surprising, so I guess we won't know. So yeah, this is really sort of a Suntory versus Keating. But I think perhaps, maybe I should do more research on this, but it may be two special brands, or we may be pitting the Keating special brand against the Suntory regular brand, so it may not be quite an even match, but I don't know.
Right.
No luck finding it?
No.
All right.
I'm surprised, but
well, right. Let's dig in. I peeked out the recorder. All right.
It smells like apples.
This smells sweeter than regular... than regular Chuhai. What's interesting is that they advertise this Suntory one as a Chuhai,
mm-hmm.
whereas that is more like Chuhai. Notice that, because when I say Chuhai, I automatically think of the Kirin Chuhai with the bottle with the can with the folds in it, mm-hmm. the little shapes, whereas this is being just sort of pitted as a Chuhai. It says Marugoto Chuhai.
Yeah, this always comes up as Kirin Chuhai, automatically, kind of.
So. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is definitely plummy. And it has a very sugary aftertaste, which I don't really like after drinking much of the half-juice Chuhai.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely... it's definitely drinkable. I have a feeling that if you drank more than one of these, it would be a little, just a tad too sweet. This is, again, the Suntory -196°C Ume. But that might be expected, because if they do what I assume they're doing here with crushing the fruit while it's frozen, it will be much more sugary. But this is definitely something that will kind of kill your stomach if you don't really like sweet things.
Well, this drink, I mean, it's definitely got that apple taste to it. I mean, it's what they advertise it as.
Can you tell, like, what kind of apple? Is it a Granny Smith, Macintosh, or like a tart, sweet?
It's definitely more sugary mm-hmm. than tart.
Mm. Compared to regular Chuhai, what's the biggest difference? Is it the sugar level or the taste itself?
Like with the lemon Chuhai, I think it's a little more, because the lemon taste is not necessarily very sweet, but the apple taste is. So that changes the dynamics a little bit. It's definitely a sweeter drink than, like, the grapefruit one, or lemon.
We just picked these up, too, on the way back from grabbing some dinner, and they're not quite as cold as they would normally be, too, so that may also be affecting it somewhat.
I was kind of worried about that after-dinner thing they gave us.
Oh, yeah, we had
that stuff on my taste buds, but...
That's actually a pretty good... short story there. We came out of the yakiniku place, and of course, you know, there's onions and vegetables and things like that, but they gave us a little mint.
Mm.
But the mint was more akin to a Halls or a Vicks Vapor Rub cough drop.
They tend to say, like after you go to yakiniku, you start smelling like it. Here, well, that's what they say, Japanese people say. And they're worried about your breath, too, after you eat yakiniku. So I think that's why they might give you, like a stronger-tasting mint, simply just to get rid of that taste.
Get rid of the taste in your mouth, but it may still smell like it. And that could certainly be true, especially if there's a lot of, because the food's cooking right in front of you, so...
Well, I think it also means to, like, get rid of, like, the smell of your breath. I don't know.
I don't see
who
how
it finds it offensive, but you know,
well,
even
that,
if you could smell it.
That, and how would that be any different than eating gyuniku or toriniku or?
Yeah, because they say like when you eat garlic, you know, you get garlic breath as well. That's never been a problem with.
Yeah, and with garlic too, it actually can come out as like when you sweat in the pores of your skin. You can actually be smelled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so there you have it. The Suntory 196 Ume and
Kirin Chuhai Apple Still can't pronounce this.
Nouveau.
There you go.
It's, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend this. I think, I don't know, for someone who drinks too high and enjoys too high,
mm-hmm.
I think they would find the switch over to the Suntory Ume a little too much. If they like a more plum taste and they like drinking, say, like Ume Sours,
mm-hmm.
I think this would be a good choice, but they should just be prepared for the sweetness of a Chuhai.
Because I like ume sour quite a lot.
Well, you should try this then.
Yeah.
Do we have any clean glasses? I don't think we do.
I don't think so.
Okay, let's pause this while we wash some cups. Alright, we're back. Crisis averted.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, reversing roles here a little bit. Oh wow, this has a really strong smell.
Yeah, it's, you can totally tell.
As I brought this up to my mouth here, I got overwhelmed by apple. I'm thinking like apple pie. I'm thinking pumpkins and Halloween and
it's almost like apple cider a little bit.
Yeah, it's like a. Well, let me taste it first. I'm just going by the smell. I get a really deep apple cider type deal. I bet if you heat that up and throw cinnamon on it, man, it'd be just like apple cider. Except you get a little bit tipsy drinking it. Apple cider all the way, man.
Yeah.
Though I think maybe drinking it out of a cup kind of gets the aroma going a little more. So I'll have to compare the regular Suntory one here in a moment. What do you think of the ume?
It is a little. It is like a little bit like umeshu.
It's like a really sweet ume sour.
It almost, yeah, like umeshu itself can be kind of quite sweet. Sweeter than ume sour. I think this is quite close to that. Except for the little bit of carbonation. That's the only difference.
Well, an umeshu straight, though, is pretty sticky sweet.
It can be
overwhelming. Like you get that sort of alcohol, that smell of the alcohol, like in front of it. Here, you don't really get. I mean, especially with the Apple Nouveau, you don't get a sense of like I'm smelling alcohol. You get a sense of I'm smelling apple.
Yeah, there's not much of a kick either.
The Apple Nouveau is pretty sweet though.
It is.
But yeah. I am impressed at how well they capture the flavor of apple.
Yeah, you can't mistake it.
A lot of apple alcoholic drinks, I think, tend to over-sweeten or to under-sweeten. And you know the apple taste, but it doesn't taste like apple. This, to me, tastes pretty close to something akin to apple cider. But it could be just because I haven't had apple cider in about a year.
I haven't had apples in a while. But I actually had like apple ice cream. A few weeks ago. That's the first time I've ever had it. I don't know if it's a Japanese thing or what.
I'm going to try the ume again here. I'm going to see if I get the same sort of... Not so much. That definitely has much stronger aroma than... The Apple Nouveau has a much stronger aroma than the ume. All right. Yeah, I don't really know what else I could say about this. Why don't we wrap it up with each one here? We'll start with the Apple Nouveau. What are your final thoughts? First of all, would you get it again?
Probably not.
I bet you most Japanese people won't either, and that's why it'll be gone by next week.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, if you're looking for something sweet, if you're looking for apple, there you go, right?
Yeah, if you like apple,
yeah,
it's perfect.
You can't go wrong with that. But for Chuhai, I'm still, I'm still going to stick with the grapefruit. Or lemon, yeah. I actually like grapefruit more, but yeah. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
How many saws?
I don't... I guess, well, I mean, if you like apples, that's what it is. I mean, you know. Two saws?
Yeah. Okay. All right, so that's two saws for the...
Apple Nouveau.
All right, for the Suntory Ume, I'm going to give this 1.5 saws. And the reason is because I was really impressed comparing it with the Apple Nouveau with the aroma of the Apple Nouveau, and I think they really captured the essence of a seasonal drink.
Mm-hmm.
The Suntory Ume, nothing special. I mean, if you like ume, it's great, but I certainly wouldn't get it again. And for my tastes, it's just a little sweet. And although it tastes like ume, I feel like it kind of is a letdown. There's nothing really special about it. It tastes like ume chuhai.
Is this a limited edition, though? No, right?
I don't know, because, to be truthful, I'm not familiar with Suntory's brand of chuhai. Yeah, I recognize the negative 196 line of chuhais, but or these types of drinks, but I don't know whether or not this ume one is a standard or some sort of seasonal thing. I'm inclined to think it's a standard because nothing about the can appears very special, whereas that is
clearly seasonal. Yeah, this is quite clearly
seasonal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 1.5 saws for that. And, of course, if you really like ume and you like sweet drinks, sweet carbonated alcoholic drinks, then you will probably enjoy this much more than I did. But that, again, is coming from the perspective of me really liking the half juice, that's the green ones. So, all right. Well, thanks a lot, Alex. Again,
actually, we have one more drink.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we
what is this? Okay, this is a surprise here.
I've been waiting to find an opportunity to drink this, but
oh wow!
It's the
this is the
Final Fantasy VII potion.
I've seen this in the refrigerator.
I know.
Like 2 weeks.
I've had it for 2 weeks, but I've been saving it.
You've been saving it.
For a special occasion like
this.
Well,
why don't you tell us a little bit about this potion or what you know about it? If anything.
It's part of their,
I'm taking a picture of it.
I think their 10th anniversary of Final Fantasy VII. Part of their campaign, and they released this drink that they called Final Fantasy VII Potion. I have no idea what it tastes like or anything like that. I just saw it one day at 7-Eleven.
I've seen this in the store, and it's still in the store.
Is it?
That's unbelievable. I actually saw this in the store today. Now, it says, let's see here, it's in a regular, like, Coke can size, so about 350 milliliters. And it says, Potion Limited Edition, Final Fantasy VII 10th Anniversary.
Yeah.
Which is incredible, because I can't believe that
came out. I know, it's been 10 years, right?
It came out 10 years ago.
Yeah. Each can's got, like, a picture of one of the main characters on it.
Yeah, I just took a picture of the can, and I got the logo. I didn't get the backside, but each one has a different character. I'll take a picture of that as well. And I don't know who this is. Is this Blade?
Or no, this is apparently Sid. Highway.
Sid. Blade is not even... I'm thinking Cloud. Cloud is the main character, right? No, that didn't come out well. I love Final Fantasy VII for the PS1. And never really played many of them after that, so...
Yeah, makes you feel kind of old, but there
it
you
does,
go.
It does, man.
But yeah.
So yeah, you know what's amazing about the Final Fantasy VII drink?
Mm.
Is it's been around longer than Pepsi Cucumber.
Pepsi Cucumber was out for like a week, right?
I'll give it two.
Two weeks?
I think it was out for 2 weeks.
I haven't...
Did you have the chance to have Pepsi Cucumber?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, you missed out on a...
We read an article about it in class, too. But yeah. Alright, well, here we go. This is totally new. I have no idea what to expect from this.
I wonder if it has a color.
Yeah. Right. You done this?
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, it's green.
Wow, it looks kind of like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
It's a little, it's like a greenish yellow drink.
I can smell it from here. It smells like a fruit juice.
It smells a bit like Mitsuya cider. Now, I don't know, but you're the Mitsuya cider guy, so I don't know.
It does.
Yeah, right?
It smells exactly like yeah. Mitsuya cider.
Yeah. But Mitsuya cider is clear, right?
Yeah. I'm wondering if we should do a blind taste test with Mitsuya cider.
That'd be interesting. But...
Well, it's only like a vending machine away. Let's see here.
You know, it tastes a little bit like it.
It tastes a little bit like it, but I can definitely tell the difference.
It's got a little bit of an aftertaste. Mm. I don't know how to describe it, though.
It's got like a, this is going to sound kind of bad, but I'm not going to say it. It's got like a Mylanta aftertaste.
Mylanta is in the, like, my digestive?
Yeah, my doctor said Mylanta. I hope we can get like $100 for putting that on the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see, 300 people get to hear the Mylanta thing. That might be worth about that much.
I don't know, dude. I don't think I would drink this on a regular basis at all.
Now, what's interesting about this is it. I do feel like I'm drinking something strange.
It's definitely a taste that I haven't had before, but...
It's kind of like, you know what this is? This is a cross between Mitsuya cider and Red Bull.
You know, I think you're right. Yeah, it is.
I feel bad for some of the listeners who may not know what Mitsuya cider tastes like.
Yeah, it's Mitsuya cider has quite a unique taste.
It is. It's you a don't very get that unique in the taste. States.
Yeah.
Mitsuya cider, my fiance put it really well. She goes, when you open the can, it smells like bubblegum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Huh?
And when you drink it, it's pretty sweet. And it's a sticky sweet.
It is.
But it's, what's really strange about it is, although the taste is sweet, the feeling in your mouth and the aftertaste is very tart. So you drink it, it's sweet, but there's no real aftertaste to it. This definitely has an aftertaste, but it has a Red Bull aftertaste. Yeah, so you kind of get like the Mitsuya cider on the front end and the Red Bull on the back end. And I think, I don't know, maybe my eyes are deceiving me, but maybe it's because it sort of shares kind of the same color as a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Here's the next thing, though. We didn't drink all that, did we?
No.
Okay, let's make this a comparison with the Chuhai. I have a glass over here, and I think I got just enough left to try to see whether or not the Final Fantasy potion becomes something comparable to...
With some Chuhai in it?
Yeah.
Let me get a chopstick start. How much should we put in?
I don't know. I usually like to start with the alcohol first, but why don't I take a look at this first? I bought this last week, and I don't really know what it is. It's some sort of shochu, but maybe you can read the kanji better than I can. That's a very strange kanji. I don't see that very often. It's like sakana, but not... But I
think they did this on purpose. It should go all the way through. It's like corner.
And this is what to become... No, that's...
This is like... You see this in Tamago.
Isn't this Prince?
No, because it's got this extra thing here. If you didn't have it, it would be King.
Right, but with that extra thing, isn't that Prince?
I don't think so.
Alright, it's Tamago without the dictionary.
This is like Tamago, right?
Tamago? No, Tamago is... No, that's not the kanji for Tamago.
But sometimes when they use egg, they use this.
Really? Okay, we're gonna check this out here. Let's see.
This is Satasoji, right? Well, maybe you're right. This is Princeton, huh? Oji?
Oh, you know what? Maybe that's Do.
Do?
Angle, Kaku. Kado. Or it can also mean horns. Tsuno.
Tsuno?
Horned Prince?
It's from Kagoshima. I don't know if that's got anything to do with
Tama.
It. Like Tama.
Tama.
Yeah.
Horned ball?
I don't know, dude.
It's Tsunotama?
The website is Satasoji Shoten.
Satasoji Gyoku. Tama. Tama. Alright, well. It's some sort of...
It's a potato, right?
Right.
Potato shochu.
So, but it definitely has a distinctive potato-type aroma to it. And it definitely has, like, a vodka
aroma
to it. So, you need to know that ahead of time, because it's definitely going to affect the taste there, but...
I don't think I've had shochu that has a strong smell before.
I've been drinking this with green tea.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh.
Okay, here comes the potion. Oh my god, smoking! Might be a little strong. Because I think I...
Actually, this is about half and half, almost.
Yeah, I think I poured it out for like a whole glass, not realizing that we would only have half the potion left, so this may be a bad comparison, but...
Yeah, I can smell the shochu pretty clearly.
But, actually, the potion masks a lot of the taste of the shochu.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I haven't had shochu by itself, but...
You can smell it, but...
Yeah, you don't really taste it.
You don't really taste
it.
Yeah,
that's true.
And in fact, this actually tastes pretty much the same. I really don't notice a difference.
Aftertaste is a little bit gone, but...
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. It takes the aftertaste out.
You get shochu aftertaste instead.
Yeah. That's really interesting. It's interesting how the shochu can change... It can be so strong, smell-wise, but... have a little effect on the taste, but then really sort of change the aftertaste.
This is a funky shochu. It really smells like potatoes.
Yeah.
I've never had that before.
It's pretty strong.
Maybe
I mean,
that's why.
When it comes down to it, this is konbini shochu, so...
Mm.
I mean... And it's 25% alcohol.
Yeah.
So it is pretty strong, but... It's been good, and it's definitely been good with the green tea, so... And I think that pretty much finished off the bottle. But yeah, so... I don't know, maybe the potion is really just made to be a mixer for the young kids. what do you think? I think it's just as much of a mixer as, say, Red Bull. I really think so.
Yeah.
This sort of, to me, has the same vibe as a Red Bull and vodka.
Right now?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But this particular shochu has a pretty distinct taste, and that also has a fairly distinct taste, so it's the closest thing I can compare it to, but I think it's probably a little different.
Potion straight up, though, it's not something I don't think I would drink.
No. It's not something you want on a hot day.
No, definitely. I mean, even if it comes to something like a non-alcoholic drink, I'd rather have Coke or something.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We actually did quite a bit here.
I know.
So we covered the Apple Nouveau, the Suntory 196, the Final Fantasy Potion, and this strange shochu that has just been completed. By the way, do we know who's manufacturing the Final Fantasy Potion?
Suntory.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So if you see the Final Fantasy potion and you're not into either Red Bull or Mitsuya Cider, stay away.
Well, you buy it simply because of novelty, I think. More or less why I got it. But
are you going to keep that can?
I'll keep it for a while and then
eventually throw it out. And then it's going to go recycling. Yeah. I mean, the cans are pretty cool, I do have to admit. The photography and the way they've printed it on the can is actually pretty nice.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised they put the word potion in the same font as, like, Final Fantasy. But, what possesses a company to do this? That's kind of what I want to know. Oh, here we go. There's a website you can go to if you want to check out some more information. It's suntory.jp/potion. That's Suntory, suntory.jp/potion. So check it out. Maybe they can ship a case to you. If you're not in the Japan area. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, I think this is going to be a whole episode. I'm wondering if... You know what I'm going to do? This is actually going to be funny for people who have listened to this episode, but I'm going to stop this take, and then we're going to do the intro. And people won't find that out until just now, but thanks for listening. Alex, thanks for joining me here on this podcast. It was an unexpected surprise to do an entire podcast about...
Japanese drinks,
but this is certainly fun, and we will definitely do this again. And unlike the coffee episode, which only has two today, I'm sure there's a much better likelihood of this continuing, since it's a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, you're always coming out with new random stuff anyway.
Yeah. That's cool. All right, well, that's it. Take care, everyone. Bye.